Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on the Janelle Grant sexual abuse lawsuit. Former head of WWE Talent Relations John Laurinaitis is now taking the side of Vince McMahon in the lawsuit and calling for the case to be decided in arbitration. Laurinaitis, who had previously described himself as a victim of McMahon and declared his intent to oppose McMahon, yesterday issued a statement through his lawyers stating, quote, "Mr. Laurinaitis stands in solidarity with Mr. McMahon, vehemently refuting the allegations of sexual abuse and coercion outlined in Ms. Grant's lawsuit. We are prepared to combat these baseless claims alongside Mr. McMahon within the confines of arbitration," end quote. Arbitration would prevent the case from going to criminal trial. Laurinaitis is accused alongside of McMahon of charges of sexual assault, harassment, and torture. TNA Impact aired last night on Access TV featuring matches taped April 21st at the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. In the main event, Jordan Grace defeated Miyu Yamashita to retain the TNA Knockouts World Championship. After the match, Grace was attacked by Steph DeLander, but PCO made the save.
Look who's left in the ring, the French-Canadian Frankenstein!
Ace Austin defeated Trey Miguel to become the number one contender to the X Division title held by Mustafa Ali, who also defeated Chris Bay on the card in a non-title match. In other results, Alicia Edwards defeated Danny Luna, and Hammerstone beat Cody Deaner in a Sin City street fight. Jake Something ran in to save Deaner after the match.
Hammerstone's not stopping!
He's not letting up. He's going to send the message home loud and clear. Hold up, though.
And here comes Jake Something, Hammerstone's opponent tomorrow night.
Whoa.
And under siege.
Like a torpedo, Jake Something flying over the rope at Hammerstone. And security here trying to pull these giants, these behemoths apart. Good freaking luck.
Ring of Honor streamed last night on Honor Club featuring matches taped April 24th and 27th at Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida. In the main event, Queen Aminata defeated Robin Renegade. In non-title Proving Ground matches, ROH World Tag Team Champions The Undisputed Kingdom defeated The Crown, and ROH Women's World TV Champion Billy Starks beat Dreamgirl Ellie. In six-woman tag team action, Diamante, Mercedes Martinez, and Taya Valkyrie defeated Lady Frost, Abaddon, and Layla Hirsch. In other selected results, the Spanish Announce Project beat Griff Garrison and Cole Carter, Anthony Ogogo topped Zicky Dice, and the Infantry defeated the Outrunners. In ratings news, Dynamite drew 703,000 viewers to TBS on Wednesday, according to WrestleNomics. That's up from last week's audience of 683,000. Which was the lowest for Dynamite in its normal time slot since NXT moved to Tuesdays. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic was 0.24, slightly up from last week's demo rating of 0.23. Rampage, which aired immediately afterward, lost 252,000 viewers from Dynamite, drawing a total of 431,000, according to WrestleNomics. The demo rating was a 0.15. And in more legal news, former WWE Tough Enough contestant and developmental talent Daniel Rodimer is scheduled to be in court on Tuesday. Rodimer faces murder charges in connection with the death of 47-year-old Christopher Tapp, who died after injuries suffered in a hotel fight last October. Rodimer competed in WWE's developmental territories, Deep South Wrestling in 2006 and Ohio Valley Wrestling in 2007, before being briefly called up to the main roster. He was given wins over Val Venus, Funaki, and Super Crazy on house shows, and even challenged John Cena for the WWE World title, but his only televised appearances were a handful of matches on WWE Heat. He quit the business after being sent back down to Florida Championship Wrestling, the precursor to NXT, in the summer of 2007. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, You can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.